testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Y'all already know what it is, man.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hey, man, we got it going on. Got it popping. Y'all already know what it is. It's 8 o'clock Monday nights. Conversation on the rocks, man. And I got a whole bunch of ladies in the building right now, so I'm feeling real special right now. You know what I mean? So, hey, I say he the coolest. Right now, I'm the coolest nigga on the building right now.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, you know I'm the coolest, man. If I was any cooler, I'd be a freezer right now. You feel what I'm saying? All right.
No, it is your coolest host of the show, Miss Tish. How everybody doing? Ladies? Is ladies power tonight?
Yes.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Don't make me cut somebody's mic off the head. You know what I'm saying? JB, stay by the boards, man.
I'm about to say, he can't even do it. He needs JB.
Look, I'm like, hold on. Let me watch what I say. How I say it. Y'all know I already told you.
We jumping right in?
Yeah, we're going to jump right into it. You know what I'm saying? So everybody grab your cups or whatever cup y'all got.
We saying cheers to the evening.
So how was everybody's Christmas? Let's go ahead and start there. How was everybody's Christmas? Tish, I'm gonna start it off with you. How was your Christmas?
Christmas was Christmas, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it was for the kids, for the fam. Had a good time with the family. That's about it, you know. Mm-hmm. Sold some candles. MiaMorissette.com. Y'all go on here, go on there, okay? Candles, body butters, and organic soaps. Holla at me.
Nice.
All right. Ladies,
that's what's up. That's what's up.
My Christmas is wonderful. Family, you know.
Before we do that, what's your name, good? Who you represent?
My name is Ashley. Representing. I was invited on to talk about my studio that I'm opening down in Dumfries.
Ooh.
It's an art studio.
What's the name, good?
514 Wine and Paint Bar.
Right.
We're going to offer sip and paint classes.
Okay.
That are going to be accompanied with light food, beverages, liquor. Not liquor, sorry. Beer. No liquor, but definitely beer and wine. Things like tea, coffee, any kind of drink you can think of. Good music. It's going to be a wonderful experience. I'm so excited about it.
Oh, that's, right. excellent.
Did I tell you I cater too? I own a catering company.
Oh, yeah, girl. Yeah. I see. I told you.
Come get with me. Yes. Come get with me. So how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, all about the children. Mm-hmm. Just spent time with the family. I got a chance to see Los over here on Christmas.
Make my rounds time.
Right.
No, so Christmas was beautiful. It's all about the family, right?
Right.
That's all that was. Mm-hmm.
Who else we got in the building tonight?
Hey, y'all. This your girl.
She don't need no introduction.
But nah, y'all. So my name is LaToya White. Everybody who knows me know me as It's Toya White. I actually own a couple of businesses. Okay, real hustler. Hell, not saying nobody else is,
talk
but
to
I
me.
Grind it.
Talk.
I am the owner of Fredericksburg Fashion Week, going 4 years strong. I
all
do
right.
have a platform called Self, which is, we are in schools now. It is called Smile, Elevate, Live, and Forgive. And we definitely talk to kids from ages 8 to 17 about bullying and depression. And that I make sure all of that stop. Okay. I don't make sure none of that fly past me.
I know that's right.
I actually do a clothing blog called Yes One Flash Fashion. And I also have a platform that I talk to women about, because if I'm talking to kids, their mother and their father need a platform too, right? It starts at home. So that is called the Millionaire Club. Everybody is a millionaire, okay? Let's face it. We all want to be millionaires, but really we are all millionaires. And it starts within your heart. And, you know, that's pretty much a little bit about what I do.
Okay.
My Christmas, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. This was the most un-Christmassy season
it really
I have
was.
Ever experienced.
It was the weather, right? Like,
it was.
It
was just,
off.
I don't know, it was something out there. But, you mm-hmm. know, my kids put the little razzle-dazzle onto it. And just them waking up, being thankful, being blessed. It wasn't even really about the gifts. And I think they could experience that this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my children looked around. I got 4. So, you know, the fact that I didn't really do a lot, I'm not going to sit up here in front. I didn't do a lot. And so the mothers out there who didn't really go all out, that's okay. Because when my kids looked up, they said, Mom, this is good and all. But, you know, I want to take some gifts to the homeless shelter. I said, say no
all
more.
Right.
Let's go.
That's
and good. That's what we end up doing. So it really had its positive and its negative, but more so towards the positive. So
definitely.
I'm just thankful for it. That's yes. Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Miss Ma'am, you on the air? You
yes,
talking
ma'am.
To us?
Yeah.
What's your name, girl?
My name is Missy, and I am LaToya's assistant. And not only am I her assistant, but it's a family. It's a culture. It's beautiful.
I couldn't do it without you, boo.
She calls me. I do it. I'm on it. I mean, anything and vice versa. And come Christmas, Christmas was beautiful. I stayed home. I cooked all day. My husband worked. My two-year-old, she opened her gifts. She ran a house, as she usually do. And that's what it was about. It was about cooking with her and her running around, opening her gifts, and tearing the house up and decorating the walls with her Christmas stickers. That's what it was about.
Now, do you make empanadas?
I do. I can.
I don't know what it was about you that told me that you be making empanadas.
I'm like, that is such a random question.
It is, but I'm right, like,
that just came out of nothing. Now I'm hungry as shit for one. Like, did
I'm
she
a
bring
Spanish
some?
Food
like,
lover, Mexican anything, El Salvadorian. I'm in it. I'm with it. So yeah.
Do you make empanadas?
I sure do. I want her empanadas.
Some red rice beans with it.
A lot of people be like, Toya, when you go places, you always have somebody with you. And I just wanted to let everybody know how I rock. I have a team, and I make sure I put my team on. If I'm eating, my team eating, and that's how we rolling around here. Okay. So I just wanted to just kind of emphasize that, because I'm never alone.
Why is that important to you to put a team together? And to make sure that they get their shine, too.
Family is everything to me. I mean, let me tell you something. First of all, me being a business owner, I couldn't have did it without my family. And even though you have your negative and your positive, they more so, you know, they go correct you if you wrong, and they go correct you if you right. Mm-hmm. So my platforms, I mainly put into that field, it's mostly family. Because when people are comfortable, they feel loved, and it's open to everybody. It's no animosity. It's no trying to overshine everybody. We all out here eating. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, the one who really got the vision, and I'm sorry to say this, they got to speak on it. And I mean, although they speak, they can't really tell y'all all of what I got going on and what the vision is behind what I got. Mm-hmm. But I can sure make you know that this is my assistant. This is what she do. I appreciate it. And that's real to me. So
if y'all would have seen me today, I have so many interviews, so many applications that are coming in. I'm in the process of building a strong team of artists, servers, cooks. And it's a process. It's a process. And I really do enjoy sitting down with people and vibing with them in an interview. Right. I love for the interviews to be a little bit more of a conversation than just, you know, what is this, what you do, what, you know, to get a real sense of them. Once you get into the studio, it's going to be all about a vibe, right? That's it. So hopefully people will be there to come, relax, socialize with your friends, your family. Have a nice place just to chill and then keep it moving. So, but absolutely, I have a strong family behind me. Mm-hmm. My husband is wonderful.
Amen.
All right.
I have five beautiful children
that
kept me busy this weekend, and I got a chance to kind of chill out a little bit because I've been running literally from the time I wake up until the time I go to sleep between planning and getting everything together, trying to build this team. Trying to get this opening together.
It is
just a lot. And I don't know if anybody else out there knows, but the county and the state do not play about their paperwork.
No, they don't.
Okay,
they don't.
They want every T crossed, every I dotted.
And they popping up on you.
It is.
They sure are.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I think that people, you know, see businesses flourishing and opening up, and you see the end result.
Yeah.
But it takes so much work behind the scenes to get this going. But when you have a passion for it, it's like no one has to tell you to get up.
I'm telling you, you know what you want to do.
I always say, when people say, how's your 9-to-5? I always say, I have a when I open my eyes to when I close my eyes. Because this is not on clockwork.
Exactly.
Did I tell you that I'm an HR consultant, too?
Oh,
so, you know, like, if
I recently hired a beautiful, wonderful HR marketing manager. Her name is Teresa.
All right. Shout out.
I love her so much. She's been helping me get all the employment papers and all that stuff together.
Okay.
Do a lot of the marketing and everything like
well,
that.
Well, let me ask you, you know what I'm saying? If I can eject in there, ladies, okay, if y'all don't mind me, I'm also here as well.
Only for a second. You know what I mean? Yeah. Time is running.
Yeah, let's shout go. Out to all my fellas out there. What's up, JB? And everything, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man Ice. He at the house. He holding it down. But the 514. Where did that come from? Like, how did this all? Cause I've known you for a long time. So like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, painting was always a hobby of mine, and I really picked it up strong back in 2013, and just kind of did it on my own time. I did it when I wanted to. And then I started attending the Sip and Paint classes, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much that I started even going by myself. And in 2018, I went through a really rough time. We had a traumatic experience in my family, mm-hmm. and I needed something to grasp onto that mm-hmm. literally made me happy and took me out mm-hmm. of these, you know, dark moments or sad
right.
moments.
Right.
And so that's when I would really start going to these paint and sip classes by myself.
Right.
And then my vision started to open up. I'm like, hold on. Mm-hmm. Like, I can create this. I can do this. I can that's provide it. This space for other people right. and maybe put my own little spin on it. Right. So the way I'm going to put my spin on it is, you know, there's going to be the sip and paint classes. Mm-hmm. But then I also want to incorporate comedy. So maybe right. have a comedian come through and, you know, make
girl, I thought you was going to say new male models.
Oh, I was like, she said that. She told me she get into it.
We could do that too because.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
You just can't be invited.
That's fine. You know what that is. Nah, that's fine.
No, but maybe comedy, live music, karaoke nights, live models, mm-hmm. things like that. Right. Maybe incorporate game nights. Okay. And we're also going to do art therapy classes to, you know, just to support mental health in our mm-hmm. community. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of depression, anxiety, PTSD. Yes. Everybody's locked in the house. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got things to do. Mm-hmm. So to be able to provide a safe and healthy place for people just to come for a little while mm-hmm. and get out the house and socialize, that's what I want to provide.
Now, one thing I will tell you is that when COVID hit, I went and got a therapist.
Yeah.
Because, okay. you know what I'm saying? Life is real. I hold several different positions within my life,
right.
you know.
Right.
So I think that that's excellent that you're giving them some type of street or some type of way to, like, let go of whatever's going on in right. their lives. Right. And they could actually pick it up and, you know, take it a little bit further in life.
Yeah.
Maybe sell a painting or two. So.
Yes, exactly.
I like that. I like that a lot.
That's beautiful.
And speaking of selling, I'm going to designate a part of the studio as an art gallery.
Okay.
I've been reaching That's out beautiful. To a lot of local artists mm-hmm. who are already established to see if they want to sell their art. And I've been getting an overwhelming response. So hopefully there will be several walls filled with beautiful art that That'd while you're tight. In there
oh,
painting.
Oh, that's beautiful. And my 9-year-old daughter's into that. So,
really?
Yeah, she's very good.
See? And I want, and I want artists of all ages.
yeah. Right? So that's beautiful.
Right. Because that's art beautiful. Comes at all ages. You can appreciate it. Even when it's a child.
Yeah.
You'll look at that child and be like, what? You that's, did? You know? So absolutely. It. So maybe we need to talk
I love
too.
It.
Yes.
I like stuff like that. I get excited.
Mm-hmm. yeah, I'm a hands-on person too. So I'm definitely into the arts and just creating, mm-hmm. you know, and see where it goes.
Especially right. with so. Your candles.
Oh, yes, girl. Yeah. That's therapy. Mm-hmm. And with cooking. So when that's I'm in the beautiful. Kitchen, that's probably the best. So
yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Still ain't got a plate yet.
He talking about this plate. So they stay wanting to try my food, but we come on the air on Monday nights, you uh-huh. know, so I don't got time.
I want to try it, too. Because I see her on Facebook, and I was like, okay, she cooking. What now? Okay, I got you, girl.
So I calmed down for a while due to COVID. I didn't want, you know, I saw a lot of businesses booming and blessings right, to them, right. but I didn't want no smoke. So that's when I developed my candle company.
Okay.
And so it's doing so well. Like, I really don't have a lot of time to stop with and, you know, get right, back on the right. catering. But it is coming back next year.
Okay. Thank so, you for keeping me posted.
There you go. yep. I'm going to tag you, girl. As soon yes. as I let everything, yes. set everything up, I'm going to tag you.
Very nice. I suppose the bed had a plate.
This guy here.
You better
yeah.
get him a plate.
Right.
Girl, please, he'll be all right.
Some
he'll
bread, be all right. some something. Toast.
Look, don't, I mean, you can bring toast, but it better come with something else with it. You know what I'm saying? You can bring
special.
That. Yeah.
Like, a little something.
That's it. What?
With
yeah, we'll think about
sugar.
It. Okay. We'll think about it. Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. Since we talk about food, what's y'all favorite Christmas dish?
I'll let you go ahead and take that one.
I don't really have a favorite Christmas dish. I eat everything. You know, when as soon as my mother cooks, so my mother is the cooker. Mm-hmm. I cook very seldomly, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm so busy. So once my mother comes, I'm like, I got yams, girl. I got this. I got that. I'm like, load it up.
Yeah,
and we
right.
out. So I would have to say pretty much everything. I just don't do the, what is it? I don't do the pig feet.
Chitlins
and all that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that ain't for
that.
Me either.
Yeah.
What about you?
Mine would be the yams, macaroni and cheese, and corn pudding, if the right person makes it.
Okay.
Which this year. Yeah. For Christmas was my first time making homemade macaroni and cheese, and when I tell you,
you did
it hit. It hit. It's gone.
Okay.
It's gone. That's like it. My girlfriend came, she ate at my house, then she took some with her. Another friend came, ate. They took some with them. My husband been taking it for lunch. My daughter, that's all she wanted was macaroni cheese and the corn muffins. That's all she wanted to eat.
That's okay.
Didn't bring none of that through
it's
here?
It's gone. It's gone. Like,
Kevin,
it's none left.
Girl, you
but yeah, I really did it on the mac and cheese this year.
Okay.
What's up?
Man, my appetite has changed so much over the last couple years. So I'm real boring when it comes to food because I'm not eating any meat. Right. I'm not eating any animal products. So I cut that out like maybe 4 years ago.
Okay.
So right now I'm heavy on all the rice and the beans and pastas and vegetables and fruit and just trying to keep it as plant-based as possible.
That's awesome.
And you didn't bring none of that.
Nah.
I'm tripping ahead.
Nah, I ain't bring
What about you, Love?
Y'all know me, man. I just give me some fried chicken and shit.
I know.
Put some mac and cheese
chicken.
With
I know
that joint,
right.
You know what I'm saying? There you go. I'm good. Maybe some toast, I guess. You know?
Oh, my God.
You know?
Eat fatty. Eat fatty.
You know? So y'all can do that or whatever. All right, so...
Wait, y'all, what about you?
What you doing? Oh, yeah.
I don't
mean,
have like a real...
Because she cook all the time.
Yeah. All that stuff I cook all the time, so I really don't. I'm big on, like, the dessert, so...
That's what I was going to say. What's your favorite dessert?
My mama, she makes a mean key lime cake.
Okay.
That sounds good.
I tell y'all that thing be thangin'.
Sound good.
Yeah. I don't got to share with nobody.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I'm real.
My mama make cakes too. So, you know, she do.
This guy.
You know what I mean?
Right
she do.
Here.
She do it too. My mom do it all the time.
He our neighborhood hater. Don't get that confused.
She do it all the time too. So, ladies.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all know it's something crazy.
I know it's
something. Oh, man. Have y'all picked up the vibe yet?
Y'all just got here. You already said.
It's all right. Jay, it's okay. I'm vibing.
You vibing?
Vibe.
Okay.
It's a wonderful vibe. I like it.
You know what? I ain't even got shit to say. I ain't even gonna ask my dad.
What's your question?
But no, I was gonna get with you, LaToya. I've been starting to follow you on Facebook, so I was just seeing your recent post of your transformation that you went through. Can you speak a little bit on that with your weight loss and everything?
So being out here doing different things, you have young girls looking at you as a figure. And I, you know, I'm really appreciative, but I could just be me. But I wanted to be a healthier me. So I started on this journey and I was like, I wanted to be strategic. I don't want no surgeries. I don't want no enhancements, no nothing. I really was putting myself to the test to see what I was capable of. Okay. And I really pushed myself to the limit and I lost 90 pounds.
Wow.
So I'm happy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I never felt better. I always see, as you can see in my post, I'm like, I wear anything now. Crop top, I don't care. I wear anything. Like,
how did you do it?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Exercising, changing the way I eat, mostly with the plant-based, and just pretty much keeping a clean diet. I do protein shakes from a place called Refuel in Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm.
So I do those mainly in the mornings. Sometimes I'll do them at night as well, but just mainly just watching what I eat, walking. I started off walking because I was like, but just walking, and then I really started getting in the gym and really going full throttle. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Congratulations
to
on that.
I appreciate that. Thank y'all. That was the hardest thing I think I really had to go through because I was like, dang, I want cheesecake. I want this. Like, what?
Yes, key lime pie girl.
Macaroni all of that. And cheese, that's all that good stuff. Right, right, right.
No, that's amazing. Oh, and I just made a commitment too. I ordered me a treadmill. So okay. It just got delivered today. Oh, I'm back on my Herbalife. Yeah. Yes. So
I thought you was going to get back in the gym for that.
You don't want no smoke.
That boxing.
I have to condition myself before I get back into boxing because it's a heavy task.
Yeah,
to do.
I feel you. No, I mean I've been trained before, so I get it. I know what it takes.
He be lying, y'all. He be lying. He swear every guest that come on, it does not matter what they do. Rapper, swimmer, singer, it don't matter. Hairstylist,
I can play ball. I can swim.
Anything
you know what I'm saying?
On site.
I can do that.
He gonna tell you that
so
he do it.
Really, they the haters. You know what I'm saying? Like Ice just tapped in with up Ice, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that swim. You gotta get yourself ready for that swim meet too, because I'm gonna beat y'all on that. Ice gotta get himself
so
together.
So he swear he can swim, y'all. So we gonna
have swim. Like I really can swim. I'm a fish.
And you know what? You look like a swim. You look like a swim. That's why I'm gonna say, because real swimmers recognize real swimmers.
I was ready, I was like, but I can't swim. Oh, I can swim.
I love the ocean.
I can't save anybody.
No.
Okay, but I can swim. I can't save nobody.
The ocean is so salty. I just jumped in for the first time.
No.
I jumped in to the water. I'm scared of heights and water.
Okay.
So we went to Aruba and I jumped in and let me tell you, I swallowed so much water.
Oh my goodness.
I was sick.
Yes.
I didn't have any control. They put this goggle thing on your face, and it covers up your nose, right?
Yeah.
But they don't tell you that when you jump into the water, you're going to go all the way into the water, and the whole little snorkel thing goes in with you.
Oh.
So you taking in water. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to swim back to the boat. The dude was like, you took in a lot of water. You drank a whole bunch of ocean water. Your system going to clean out good.
Yes.
It is bad. I had a taste.
It's so salty. I had a headache. I had to like guzzle bottles of water and you know try to get myself back. But I did it, y'all. I jumped in.
Yay.
I thought about posting it on Facebook.
Good
then
times,
I said, nah.
Though. Yeah, it's good memories.
It is for me because ain't nobody gonna clown me. Yeah. If y'all would have seen my face when I came out from out of that water, of course somebody recorded it. I looked crazy as hell.
We're gonna post that.
No, you won't.
On Conversation on the Rocks. Y'all will see that later on this evening. The
only way you're gonna see it is if my mama decided to be funny and post it.
Oh. She better not.
Mama.
Thank you.
Mama.
Look at him.
Look. She on here, y'all.
Yeah, mama.
She is on here.
Yeah.
Don't
mama,
do that.
Post that. Send it to Conversation on the Rocks.
No.
Conversation_on_the_rocks. Yeah. Send it there.
He making sure that thing is posted.
Let's talk about the future, though. What you got planned? What's up with these businesses? What are you going to do?
Well, we actually have a couple of outlets. Like I said, everything I do has to have a meaning. Everything has to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
In 2013 was the worst year of my life. That's how everything came to par. I started a clothing line called Latourleon as a way to express myself because it's almost like writing a book, but I didn't want to write. And it's almost like painting, and I can't paint. So I did what the best thing for me to do as my outlet. So I started creating. And once I saw that I could touch people with this, I started going to the next thing because then people started to submerge and have lines. So I said, hold on. I like to be ahead of everything. So that's when Fredericksburg Fashion Week came about. Because although they were starting these businesses, they now, I feel, need me to display their platforms.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's what I'm good at. That's what I'm here to help with. Mm-hmm. And that's what I started doing. But Fredericksburg Fashion Week do have a scholarship. We have at least $3,000 worth of a scholarship right now. It grows every day. And every year, a young person will get it. But I just look to do more things. My main goal is to help people. Any way we can help, that's what we're going to do. The Millionaire Club, we take women from down to Fredericksburg area, Richmond area. We take them up to D.C. to ride the Odyssey. And that's where I have different speakers to submerge. So I would definitely reach out to you ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just really go over life. It gives them a platform to be, you know, to express themselves. As a mom, we're stressed.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have kids, we're going through things. You know, like you said, you recently got a therapist. That's beauty. You know, to me, that's beautiful. You are able to identify that, hey, I need to talk to someone. You wasn't just keeping that in, harboring it in your room, you know, going out here, just acting crazy. You are able to identify that problem and go after it. And that's what we let women know. It's okay. You know, some women feel like they're crazy for doing it. I even was thinking about going to see one. Why? Because everybody needs to talk to someone.
Yes.
And with these different hats, I be going crazy sometimes.
She be forgetting.
Yeah.
But you're, the millionaire.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome. I watched from the beginning
until
the end, how you set that up. I was watching.
Thank you.
Because at first I was like, oh, I don't know if she gonna pull this one off. Oh. The tickets are not pricey to me, but they could have been to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But you really pulled it. You had a packed house.
I did.
Yes.
I was so thankful. I was praying about it. I had told God, you know, if this is for me, if this is the ministry in me, because I don't consider myself as a speaker. I just want to do God's will. Like, I just, everything that I talk about, everything that I have went through, I just want to be able to express to others, because I didn't have that path. I didn't know, you know, I was stressing. I was like, what is this? You know, somebody was like, oh, you depressed. And I'm like, oh, snap, I'm crazy. You know, and it was like, I can't really identify what's going on. Yeah. So the fact that we're able to set up everything and identify was very beautiful. And yeah, the girls, they were able to go ahead and put out. I did have packages where they could take their time and pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look, you know, hopefully next year I look to have over 100 women.
Okay.
You know, but for right now, 35 to 40, that was pretty good for me.
That is good.
Yeah,
that's a good accomplishment.
That was really good. And I really thought I was going to get to.
Aren't you setting up one for the men?
Yes.
Okay.
So I actually been hearing a lot of men say, you know, well, you did something for the girls, you know. And I'm like, well, you know, would y'all do that? And a couple of men was like, yeah, we would. And I'm like, oh, snap. You know, they're going to think this thing gay. How can I fix this up? You know what I mean? But you be surprised. A lot of men are looking for that platform to be able to speak. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to identify with their women, with their wives. And like you said, I mean, the pandemic was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody feel like they out of touch with everybody.
Yeah.
So they really want to make sure that they're doing everything appropriately. They're keeping home together. Because as men, you know, I know it's just y'all in here, but as men, y'all want to provide. Y'all, that's what y'all are here for. Y'all want to make sure that you're, you know, you are building your foundation and your woman doesn't want for nothing. But it's kind of hard when she's stressing. You know, and then the focuses change and different things. And y'all now going back and forth and back and forth. And then not only that, you got so much stuff about the pandemic. You got so much stuff that you're looking forward when you get out of the pandemic. And, you know, you're just like, hold up. It's too much going around.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely am coming through this year with one for the men so that they are able to see from different felons, you know, who actually own businesses. And it ain't even about businesses. It's just, how do they keep their mental together? How were they able to structure themselves? How were they able to identify their problem and know that, you know, I'm out here, I'm stressing, I'm being a man, I'm hard, I'm harboring feelings. You know y'all men, y'all harbor feelings and trying to remain humble. It's hard. It's a lot of work on its own. So how do I harbor all of that and still be out here for my kids, my girl, my wife? And if I'm single, how do I still be able to harbor all of that to attract that right one for me? Because I don't trust anybody. You know, I don't put nothing past nobody. You know, and y'all are still harboring from hurt from years ago, you know. Mm-hmm. So I always say a man, they really need to get out of the thought of surviving and start focusing on the future if they want to make it in the future. Because a lot of y'all men are off of survival. You know, and that's nothing that y'all, that's your fault. That's just what's installed in y'all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I definitely look forward to bringing some bigger and better things this year. Definitely follow me on Facebook at LaToya White and Instagram at It's Toya White. And that will display all my platforms. Or you can follow me, Fredericksburg Fashion Week, Millionaire Club, LaToya Leon. Any one of those will give you the whole draft of where you can reach me.
So since she said that, how are you feeling today?
Who, me?
I was trying to be nice. Yes. Yes, how are you feeling today, black man?
I ain't even gonna lie. She kind of touched a nigga heart right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, damn, she really hit that. Yo, she was looking dead at me. I felt it just twist my soul. I was like, I like, nigga, just hold it together, nigga. Hold it together. Take a sip.
He a fool. He a fool.
I did my job.
I thought she hit on a key point. I mean, I've been in that situation. I ain't dead no more. You know what I'm saying? The single life good and everything. But I get that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
God damn.
Oh, man.
So you could relate to everything that she was saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have used you back in the day. You know what I mean? Had to go on it by myself. I'd have made it. You know what I mean? I'm strong, but I would encourage other dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, hit her up, man. She might got something for you. You know what I'm saying? Get you through this so you can stop stalking this girl, you know, hanging in the bushes.
I know, that's right. Yeah. She's right about that one.
Thank you. I'm feeling really great.
Actually. See, I care.
My neck hurt a little bit. Okay. Anybody got
life goes on. Life definitely goes on for me.
A plate and nah, it was cool. We'll talk about it. Okay. Don't worry about it.
What about for you? What do you see in your future, especially with your business?
I'm just so excited. I feel like I'm right at the beginning of it all. I'm at the point where I can't go to sleep. I have a million and one ideas. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that we're launching in February because I want to take advantage of Black History Month. Right. I believe that March is Women's Month, I think so. Uh-huh. So I just want to take advantage of all that. Also, Valentine's Day, kind of capture the love and positivity and abundance. I mean, we're going into a new year. I just pray that things get a little bit better for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, we're all stuck in the house, and we want to get out. We want to move around, have that interaction.
Right.
So my goal is just to connect with as many artists as possible who want to express themselves through the art studio. Okay. So I'm looking for regular artists to work on a regular basis, mm-hmm. but then I'm also looking for featured artists who are like maybe well-established artists who already have a following, who maybe want to come and just do one class a month or something like that.
Okay.
But to really just open up the space, offer it for events as well, parties, anything really, to be completely honest.
Okay.
But the other thing that I'm very excited about that I haven't really told a lot of people about is my boutique that I'm opening as
well. We're getting an exclusive. Talk to us.
Look, now you got my attention.
Conversations on the rocks.
I need information.
Right.
We ain't know nothing about this.
I'm going to also be opening up a CBD and herbal boutique.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
a few years ago, I started studying the medicinal properties and plants and herbs.
That's an amazing thing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Really so that's why I can connect with you on the candles. Mm-hmm. And so I want to provide.
I already do it, girl.
So I want to provide a small space where we're basically selling products that use Mother Nature's power.
Okay.
So the boutique is called The Power Plant. Okay. It's a CBD and herbal boutique. We'll have everything from teas, dry herbs, candles, incense, meditation and yoga materials, all types of stuff, just things that promote everyday wellness.
Okay.
And
awesome.
So hopefully after I get the studio open and get that rolling, then the boutique will be
Okay. That's awesome.
I definitely have a lot of people to put you in touch with.
Okay, because I am looking, anybody who's listening, if you make candles, if you make products, I'm also looking for jewelry that use natural.
If you make everything but candles, y'all know.
Well, you already got a little competition. My sister, Latoya also makes candles.
Tell her, bring it. Bring it.
And the way that I feel the spirit that I have is there's more than enough for
everybody. There is. There's enough money out here for everybody.
And if the more that we come together and support each other, the better. So if you have yours in there, you have yours in there, then that way it can be a space for everybody.
Right, because I was going to let you know that I can paint. You know what I'm saying? I was going to let you know I can paint. I know you were looking for an artist to come through on a daily basis. I paint from time to time.
We gotta get the booster seat.
Get creative. Like, yes. I will send you.
Latoya pictures. Said you gonna need a booster seat.
Who said that?
Latoya. She said.
No, she never said that. I know she ain't say that. I know that.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I ain't throwing nobody under the bus. Like, I was raised, don't snitch on nobody.
Like my niece just told me the other day, I be snitching.
Oh,
she looked at me with a serious face, and she was like, "Yeah." She said, "I be snitching."
That's like my oldest. She said the same thing. She's like, "I'm telling because I'm not getting in trouble. You ain't about to be out here getting me in trouble."
I know that's right.
That's my daughter. She was like, "They don't have my mama," so I was like, "Am I that bad?"
And as all of y'all can see, this is all females. Just the telling, 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 telling. Woman empowerment for telling? Y'all can't.
Woman empowerment.
Oh, you talking about telling. You talking about telling.
Yeah, y'all said all y'all
so
women.
I said just, woman empowerment, but then you said telling, so then I back
it up. Oh, okay. All right. We about to cut your mic off. You all said anything like that. So, you know, it feels real good to be in a room full of strong, positive boss women in here, but y'all don't have to boss me around.
No.
Because I don't need nobody boss me around. I'm my own boss, you know what I'm saying? I do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I say what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I really just want to just say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm proud of all of y'all in this room right now. You know what I'm saying?
Like, thank you.
Really feeling this whole vibe. You know what I mean? Like,
it's beautiful.
Yes, it really is.
Candles. I got sipping paint. I got four different things running around over there. And you over there just keeping up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, this is the last time I'm going to call you, okay? I'll be like.
And I just want to give y'all props, man. I'm really proud of y'all. But I will want to say one more other thing. The hardest working person in here, my man JB.
Okay.
What's happening, y'all? You know what I'm saying?
That part is fact.
You know what I'm saying? The hardest working man in here. Besides myself, and shout out to Ice, he's working hard too. Ice is working hard.
Y'all all right. I definitely put in the most work though.
I second that motion.
Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We got
your
back.
Ashley, you just got here.
I know.
I'm like,
what? Excuse me?
Since you've been here, y'all just, I could talk to you about, no, stop. Y'all wouldn't even know each other if it wasn't for me. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't even go down.
It's easy to see what's going on.
Hold on, correction. I wouldn't even know you if it wasn't for
her.
Well, look here. Okay. I will tell you like this. This is very true. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't even speaking about you. I was speaking about what was going on right here. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine, but I had to go ahead and put my girl in there. You know.
Once again, the hardest working person in this building is my man, JB. Hard worker, man. You know what I'm saying? Dang. I wish Ice was here. He did this shit on purpose, too. Ice did this shit on purpose.
Yeah, he did set you up.
Yeah, this is funny.
Like,
I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? I'm still holding my own. So, what else we got going on, ladies? You know what I'm saying? We got a whole lot of time. Y'all want to play a game?
What kind of game? Hold on.
Oh,
type of game.
I'm with her.
I'm with her game.
I'm just too
cold
for that.
I'm just saying.
And we ain't got no insurance for your ass if you go out there and freeze to death. So, with that being said, nobody's running outside.
Okay? let the games begin.
Okay, all right.
What game we playing?
We're not playing no square game, right?
No. Yeah, you damn sure ain't gonna do that.
Okay.
Hey, whoever made that, like, that nigga must have sucked at all kid games his whole life. Like, he just never wanted none of these games. He's like, fuck this, watch what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just make this whole movie where everybody die.
Everybody.
The craziest thing is, and to bring it back to the show, he made that, or he wrote that 10 years before it was actually accepted.
Wow.
So he shopped that around for 10 years. And so that goes to show that if you just keep pushing, at some point, somebody's going to run with you.
Yeah, that joint is huge.
Yeah.
Damn, it was
the highest gross on Netflix.
Yeah.
It did numbers.
I'm going to give me a special on Netflix. So mine's
what is it going to be? Basketball? Swimming?
Are you going to be swimming?
First off, it's going to be Las Vegas does everything. Okay, that's what it's going to be.
That would be a good show for you.
Of course it is.
That really would be.
Like, low-tries everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Because we can't really say just everything. You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't already had this talk about the skydiving. I already told y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be one, two, but I don't know about it. Then I'd be thinking if I got that instructor on my back, like, I ain't got time for that shit.
I told myself the only way I'm skydiving, if it's somebody real close to me, it's like, you got to come with me. Please come with me. It's like, okay, I'll do it. But
you know, Ashley, I'm gonna need somebody. I need somebody to come with me.
I will see you when you hit the ground.
Yeah,
I will be here.
It took me like 15 15 minutes to jump in the water in Aruba. I ain't doing no, it. Unless the world coming to an end and right, it's the only exit. It, that's yeah, it. That's, yeah, we jumping. But. And I'm going to have to hype myself for that, too. Somebody going to have to be like, you about to die. Like, right. What are you going to do? You better get off the plane. Right. Right.
Well, let me jump.
Yeah, nah, damn that. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to do everything. Y'all going to watch my show, like I said. The basketball game is coming for y'all that don't know about it. Me and Ice got a basketball game going on.
What kind of basketball game?
A real basketball. Oh. Actually, so, I do not believe you just said that.
No, it's not that I lack your. I don't doubt your skills.
No, yes, you do, Ashley. It's okay.
No, because you know it'd be a little because he quick, so he probably all over the place.
I almost went to the NBA. Everybody does not know this. I don't like to brag about it, but I almost went to the NBA.
He almost went to the NBA.
You know what I'm saying? So the basketball game, see, I actually think he doing, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. He good at basketball. So, I like me and him, we play. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got some money on the game and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Going up to 15 and whatnot like that.
And, it's a one-on-one game?
Yeah, it's just a one-on-one game. But see, what it happened was...
This is supposed to happen in the summer. I had an ankle injury.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, I had an ankle. What had happened was me and him, we was going to play because it was nice
and
weather.
And I was going to record it.
It was nice weather and we was going to be outside and all that good stuff. And I hurt my ankle, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so now I had to regroup. I had to call my...
And it's back in perfect.
Now it's back together, but now it's cold outside.
So we got to wait till this summer.
Like, there ain't no indoor gyms.
Well, first off, I didn't grow up on indoor gyms. I grew up on the blacktop. That's where I'm going to play it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take it back to that. And it's got to be at least 87 degrees outside for me.
See, he started off at 85 degrees. Now it's at 87 degrees. Y'all don't believe him.
It's at 87.
This man be lying.
How much are y'all betting on this game?
$100.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We
just paying now.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
I thought you just said you weren't down my skills, though.
So I can't really speak on it.
First off, y'all are not going to play me like that. Again, almost went to the NBA for real. Like, if it wasn't for my mama and my sister, and I ain't have to, you know what I'm saying, in the shorts at that time, you know, back in the 80s. I couldn't do that. I need room to move around with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that.
So they was going to offer you something, and you said, nah, due to the shorts.
And it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Like, they didn't see my potential. Third-round pick. I was supposed to be first draft. You know what I'm saying? They knew better than that.
Y'all not entertaining this, right?
No.
Okay.
I had to take a drink.
Girl, take another one. Take another one. You lying.
I was asking you a question. So you have a catering business.
I do.
When did you start that? What type of food do you cook?
Oh, we do everything. I've been in catering for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. So I started off slinging plates from the house. I was I could do this. And that joint took off. I had people coming from Richmond, Baltimore, coming down to just pick up a plate.
Wow.
So, after that, my mom was like, yo, you got it. Like, these people are coming from everywhere to come get plates. And they taking several home with them. Mm-hmm. So from there, I just, put things into motion, learn what I needed to do in order to establish my business legally.
Right.
And then I got to rocking. So I was on a couple of, cooking shows.
Shut up.
Okay.
Yeah. I've actually done a lot in a little bit of time with the catering.
That's okay.
COVID took place and I was like, I'm going to sit down.
Oh my God. COVID just put everybody
I didn't want
in
no
the seat.
Smoke, the lawsuits and the possibility of getting other people sick being accused. Of getting them sick, so I just said, I'm gonna chill out on that. So, but that's definitely my first passion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you cook? Everything.
Everything. I've done Middle Eastern. I've done done Italian. We've done, of course, soul food for forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the soul food definitely trumps everything else. But we do everything. I've done Asian delegates. Dinner. Mm-hmm. It was all Asian food.
That's awesome. Like I said, I followed you on Facebook. So when you was getting things, I was like, "Yeah, girl."
Yeah.
That you did.
That's for sure.
But that's the power of social media.
Yeah.
You started to engage.
Especially when you take
that.
Advantage of it in a positive light.
That's it.
So yeah. But, so I'm bringing it back. We're going to come back with it. We're going to have something real nice set up. So next year, probably about April time frame, okay, we'll do something.
That's perfect. Yeah. Okay.
It might be at your event space.
I was thinking that. Yeah. Okay. That's why I was asked. I hope so. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to be following you for sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, because I'm going to have a couple events. I'm thinking I'm going to need to cater them instead of having the staff work the event. Mm-hmm. So that would be a good opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. That would be great.
I love it. And I even heard you say you're going to be, are you renting space? You're going to eventually rent space?
So, yeah, because basically the studio will be closed whenever we don't, we're not, I can't even talk. Lord have
no, mercy. You're fine. You're
so
fine.
When we are not having classes, the studio will be closed.
Okay.
And it'll be available for event space.
Okay, shoot. That's awesome because I'm always looking for somewhere to display Fashion Week. Even for the kids or, you know, the adults or just somewhere. Sometimes I do pop-up different events, so that would be awesome.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
And so when is Fashion Week?
Fashion Week is going to be September of this year. Mm-hmm. I will keep everybody posted on the physical day. We are still trying to get that locked in. But definitely, you know, I will definitely tag you guys in it. I would like to see you guys front row and center. But I like to try to give these girls and ladies opportunity. The confidence that they possess is just amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, some will come in and they're just like, I can't do it. And then on the runway, you like, who is that?
Yeah.
Where'd she come from? Yeah. And she like, girl, because of you, I got it. You know, I got it. And then the joy of them coming back, they're married the following year, or, you know, just all of that. Yeah. It makes me excited. It makes me excited for them. That's so wonderful. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
So is it more amateur models, or do you bring in, like, professional models to walk?
So we have a mixture. I keep everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go ahead and be honest with it. I keep everybody. I don't see no size. I don't see nothing different. We're all created equal. Mm-hmm. And if they need extra help, we do offer classes. The VP of Fashion Week, which is also my best friend from sixth grade, mm-hmm, Broadway Harris, he and Allison, my runway coach, they get together, they partner with each other, and they, you know, they teach these girls. They mm-hmm. take time out of their schedules to go in to make sure that they're walking with these young ladies and that they give them all the tools that they need before hitting that runway. So that is awesome. And then he also does choreography. He has a studio called Broadway and Company. So we do incorporate choreography if the girls are just like, well, I can't, you know, I'm not really feeling this, mm-hmm. but I still want to be a part. We do have a hip-hop part as an opening and a hip-hop part closing. So we have space for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how can anybody reach you as far as getting on, like, being one of the one of the models for your Fashion Week and all that stuff like that?
Okay, so you can go to our website, which is just FredericksburgFashionWeek.com, and it's abbreviated, so it's FXBG Fashion Week spelled out .com, and you can register. We do have applications. You can go on there, and then of course you'll see all the information. If you want to be a designer, you can go on there. Press. Anybody who would like to come, you know, definitely fill out the application. We do reach back in 48 hours. Normally, it's within a day, but I just say 48 hours because of the applications just overflowed. Mm-hmm. I look at my email and I'm like, dang, 325, you know,
good.
So they come in, but we definitely try to reach our home team and, you know, the surrounding areas, mm-hmm. and we really are trying to open up a platform and creating one at that, to where we can express these young girls and really have their confidence level go up. And it's working. Beautiful. It's working. Yeah.
So, like, what's the bigger picture with the Fashion Week? Are you trying to increase the number of people that are be participating as far as designers, models walking?
What I'm trying to do is increase fashion here in the Fredericksburg area, mm-hmm. And the surrounding areas, because, like I stated, I was a designer. I had to go to D.C., you know, I have went all the way to New York. I had to go so many places. And just think, a lot of people don't have those tools right now. Mm-hmm. We just went through COVID. We just went through a lot of things. And Fredericksburg and the surrounding areas, Woodbridge and everybody, it has talent. Mm-hmm. So why not bring that aspect to it as well? Mm-hmm. We have Richmond also, but that still is far from some people. Mm-hmm. So why not create that platform here at the Fredericksburg area? And it's working, you know, and it's young girls who go to school and they're looking forward to it. And that makes me excited because I'm like, dang, our job is really being done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a blessing in itself.
And are you going to do one in another area, or are you going to expand this one to the northern area?
No, we just stay right here in Fredericksburg. I do have a casting coming up for models January the 29th down at the Rappahannock Library, downtown Fredericksburg. In February, we will be in D.C., and in March, we will be in Richmond. So we are, you know, gradually now starting to go out to different areas just to bring them to the Fredericksburg area so they can see how we do things. So I'm excited.
No, that's tight. I like that. Yeah. I definitely like that.
I appreciate it.
Are you teaming up with any of the local businesses in Fredericksburg to make this happen?
Yeah, of course, we're always looking to collaborate with different people. All we can do is express our hand, and they'll accept it or they don't. That's not going to stop us. you know, we have actually been into something, I would say last year, where we created this platform, and then we, you know, went to some boutiques downtown, and they told us no. And I'm not saying because we're black-owned, but I'm just saying they told us no. I guess they didn't see, you know, all of what we possess. Mm-hmm. And they opened up their own. But when they found out that
slow that down.
They turned around and started doing something for Fashion Week. But when they realized that I owned it.
They hit you back?
Huh?
Did they hit you back?
Well, the young lady,
interrupting your story.
Well, she's getting started right there. Like, girl, we about to ride on this motherfucker.
Like, I want to let people know, and that just goes back to having the importance of having your paperwork together having everything. Mm-hmm. And when they look at you, they're like, oh, okay, maybe she don't know all of what's going on. No, baby. Yeah. I have my eyes dotted, I have my T's crossed, and this is what we're going to do. And I was able to put a halt on all of that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I stopped that. And then what started happening was, oh, wow, you know, and then more people started coming, and I had to let them know, please don't play me, but I'd say that in a nicer way.
In my professional way.
Right. Please don't play me. Don't come for me if I didn't send for you.
Let's talk about the business end. Let's talk about how you should have your I's dotted and your T's crossed and why.
Right. Well, because you want to establish a good foundation, right? You don't want to put all of this work time into building businesses, and then you have someone knocking on your door for the most pettiest thing that could possibly take you weeks to recover from and losing all that income. So I understand trying to, you know, beat around the bush or whatever, cut a couple corners, but all in all, it's going to come out and it's going to bite you. So I would just encourage anybody who's setting up a business to do it the right way. If you don't know how to do it, I think there's more than enough resources. People nowadays who are starting their LLCs or doing whatever, and to just reach out and to ask as many questions, because it's actually very simple, but it's just, there's a long process. And I think people get very intimidated by all the paperwork, but it's definitely doable. You just have to take your time. You have to pay attention to what you're doing. And I would say reach out to anybody that you know that's trying to do it, because you don't want to get shut down for something so simple and so minor.
Right.
So, but yeah, because they don't play. So I recently just got, thank God, I got approved for the liquor license.
Yay.
It hasn't been issued.
That's a huge, right?
But it's not going to actually be issued to me until I get my health permit, because I'm going to have food in there. So we got to make sure we're keeping people safe and healthy and storing it correctly and all of that. So once I get my health permit, then I'll actually get my license going. But all of these things just take time. And if it's your first time doing it, you might make a mistake or two.
I think
we get intimidated and we think, oh my God, if I make a mistake or do it wrong, they're going to deny me. I'm not going to be able to do it. But most of the time, the people in the offices are just like us. And they explain things very nicely.
Yeah.
And as long as you're professional and cordial, you can get it done. You just don't want this paperwork to come back and bite you.
So you're right.
Do it the right way. And then that way you ain't got nothing to worry about.
The business and everything else, everything that you work so hard for in the first place.
Mistakes happen, and they also cost. So when you own your own, all of your mistakes you will pay for, like literally out of your pocket. It helps you learn.
I just want to take it a step further and say what I learned, even though you do have an LLC or your S corporation or any type, your business is not really marked yours unless you trademark it.
Thank you.
So therefore, all my businesses are legally trademarked. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that a lot of people don't fail to realize, because you're able to create other businesses using a simple word, using different things. Because
different
after learning that,
letters, lowercase letters. Mm-hmm.
And after that, you know, I think they tried to do something like Fredericksburg Boutique Week. So, so, you know, it really matters if you have it trademarked.
That's brilliant, because I've never been there, you know, stressed about, like you said, the LLC, you get your copyright, you know what I'm saying? But you said the trademark itself, you never hear a lot of people talk about
it. You don't hear a lot about it, and unfortunately, I had to learn the hard way. So that's why I just expressed that, because I was like, but wait a minute. I registered this, you know, with the state. This is mine.
Yeah. A lot of small businesses, they try to bypass it because it does cost money. So it costs about $500 for each thing that you want to trademark. Mm-hmm. So you do have to come up off some bread in order to get it done. Mm-hmm. And if somebody challenges it, your trademark, then you have another obstacle and you have more money to put out. But at the end of the day, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could tell somebody that's running something very similar to yours or trying to eat off of yours to cease and desist, or you could go ahead and ahead and take them to court. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's important. Very important. What else is important about starting a business?
A lot.
Multiple streams of income, right?
Yes.
Creating multiple streams of income. Also, expressing your passion so that hopefully when you're getting up and going to work every day, you're not dreading it.
Yeah.
So doing something that you actually enjoy. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then something that I'm very proud of is my children being able to watch the process and be a part of it and being a good example.
Mm-hmm.
So that is important, as well as my nieces and nephews, you know, bringing them down.
And a serious work ethic. It teaches them that a lot of people think that you just wake up and boom, you got a business.
Yeah. Right.
They don't know the sleepless nights, the tears, why you know, developing your business and, you know, correcting the mistakes and all of that. Yes. A lot of people don't understand that part because, you know, they don't make it to that part.
That's
as soon as one obstacle comes, they give up.
Uh-huh.
But, it's important for your kids to see you, you know, achieving your goals and getting past those obstacles, because when they're in school and they can't figure out this equation, they're not going to go, oh, bump that, I ain't going to do the work. They're going to get up and ask somebody for help because they know that they need to complete this task.
That's right.
So it's important for your kids to see that.
That's right.
And it just so happens that all my businesses that I possess, a lot of people got on me for starting so many. You know, Toya, slow down. You starting so many. But what they don't understand is just this coming couple days, actually, my businesses, I'm now starting to pass to my children. So my oldest son will take over Latour Leon. My other son, he will take over my other business, and my daughter, they will become owners. And I'm actually going to open them up accounts, and those will become theirs. So I would just be the legal owner of Fredericksburg Fashion Week. So what they didn't see was the bigger picture, and that was me creating a legacy for them. And the businesses that I created went around went around their personalities, you know, so I saw something in them before they could see it in them. And that's why it made me really go. So.
And I like that, because I wanted to do the same. I got the K. Alexander. No, she didn't have it. This is real shit.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But you know what I'm saying, with my K. Alexander, that's what I was just telling them last week, because I got four kids myself. Uh-huh. All of them start with K's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All mine start with A's.
You go. So, you know what I'm saying? I wanted everybody underneath the whole K. Alexander collection. Mm-hmm. I got my daughter, that Kayla Ali, and you know what I'm saying? Fourth, I got the kids.
Y'all got kids.
Y'all got kids. Like, I was so happy when she said I got five. I was like, girl, you know the struggle.
Not a lot of people say that.
Yes.
I always feel so funny.
Uno.
I have three. 17, 13, and 2.
Right.
Y'all got kids.
Yeah, I was about to say, because my oldest is 20. Then I got
kids. Hey, blessings to y'all.
Yeah, all that. Now, Tisha, she when you about to have like what, three more, five, four, what?
Don't do that. So I'm 37. I said if I end up, I'm 38.
Only y'all 37.
I'm 37.
Yes, I'm 37.
You 42? 42.
Don't wait. Don't
40.
40, man. You know what I mean? 40, man. You know what I mean?
You 40.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah, my children are 13, 11, and 8. And then last year I had twins.
Ooh, girl.
Baby 4 and 5 came.
Bless you, girl.
How you feeling?
Well, she look good. Look, she look good.
That you do. That you do.
They keep me busy. I think that they were motivation. I think along with the corona, the quarantine, yes. It kind of just was like, you know what, buckle down and do it now. You know? Right. And a lot of people look at me like I'm crazy. They're like, you have 5 children and you starting 2 businesses? Like, what? And then my husband also has 2 businesses. So it's like, what are y'all doing? But what better of a time, right? That's it. The world has slowed down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Everybody's kind of already in this headspace of this tunnel vision. So why not just dedicate this
time? And if
time?
Not today, right. When?
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
That's
right.
The other
exactly. Right. So it's good. My twins turn 2 next month. Aww. The time has literally flown by.
But I love it because everybody has certain age groups. Mine is 16, 13, 11, and 9.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they're not too young and they're not too old. Yeah. So they're like the perfect age
right
now.
You would be
right
like
now.
Me before I got... Yeah, had the twins, right? Could you imagine having twins right
no,
now?
No, I can't. That's why I said, girl.
Cause it's my lie.
All the power to you.
Is she a mess?
Her name is Princess, and let's just say.
And she is a princess.
She is a princess, and she knows, okay, that she runs it.
The twins run the house. The twins run
I'd be on the phone, and I'd be like, girl. She'd be like, I'm sorry. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Yes, and when COVID came, she had just turned 8 months, and it was. It was hard, but it wasn't hard because she was the blessing, you know, behind all of it. She was what kept it going. And I think COVID tested a lot of marriages. It tested a lot of friendships.
Yeah.
It tested a lot of relationships.
Tested faith.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the word, faith. And I think that on those days that I was, because I'm a stay-at-home mom, you know, and I think on those days that it got bad with COVID, you know, because you couldn't go nowhere, you couldn't do nothing. She was the light behind it. Like,
right.
She was just the... Right. It keeps me going every day. Like she,
I pray for y'all.
It gets stressful, you know, because I'm in the house with a 2-year-old all day, you know. Yeah. But I love it. It's nothing else, you know. I prayed for my little girl. I did. I prayed for her, and I got her.
Yeah.
And but when I prayed for her, I didn't pray for like a me 12 times, 20 times, you know. But it definitely tested a lot, and we made it.
We made it. That's awesome. We made it, and here we are. So we made it. Right, damn, I was starting from the bottom, but we here. I was just thinking like, damn, I hope that child okay, man. I know, I get you now. I'm just messing with you. Like, you know, and when she was so excited to go to the park, you know, because when
COVID first hit, we were like, we stressed. Like, it hit when it hit my husband, was like, oh no, nobody's coming in. If you don't live here, you're not coming in. Like,
right.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want you to go outside and talk to him. You know, kind of how he was. So, when this summer came and she was able to go to the park, kind of more, she loved it. It was really
an
experience
awesome.
From her that COVID kind of
held
her
baby?
Back on. No, she's the youngest. My oldest is 17.
Okay, but that's like starting.
My
older.
Middle one, he's 13, and then she turned 2 in July.
Okay.
I can't imagine having a little one. I would do what I have to do. But I get up and go too much. So I'd be like,
No, listen, I was the type of person when I used to see women and families with twins, I would literally, in my spirit, I would look at them and say, God bless you. I don't know how you do this. Like, I would literally fall over and die.
And then God said, watch me make a joke.
I know.
Bam!
You know,
oh, you want to bless them and want to see how they are.
Right, right,
man. That's yours.
I got you. She was so big, I thought she was 10 pounds, 13 ounces.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Her a week early, actually.
You know, and girls so come out big. My daughter was big, too. When I went back to go visit her mom, I was like, oh, you haven't.
And she was 21 inches long.
Okay.
Damn. Oh, my goodness. See, my biggest was my son, who is now my smallest. So I'm like, oh my goodness. I think he was 8 pounds and 17 ounces. And I'm just like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But now he's the smallest and he's the tallest.
Yes.
So.
But see that, that growth spurt.
Both of the twins were 6 pounds. So people was looking at me. I had 12 pounds worth of baby.
Yeah, that's what.
It's insane when you think about it.
And the twins is a trip because lovely. I was sitting on the floor minding my own business.
Uh-huh.
And she came up to me and I thought she was going to say something. So I was like, hey, what's up? And she just stared at me. I was like, well, how you doing? And she just stared at me.
That's
I was like, how was Christmas, this and that, blah, blah, blah. She just stared at me. I was like, your brother cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all was locked up together. How was that? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then she walked off, you know, calmly, like, nigga, like, I'm done. I heard you.
Right.
Just,
right.
Yeah, right. I feel you out now. So, you know.
But that's how the girls are. She was for sure just checking you out.
Yeah, because King wasn't fucking with the boy. I was like, hey, what's happening? He's like, I got a car and everything else like that. My mama here and everything. Like,
I'm good.
I'm
good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my no baby. No girls. No girls for me. I'm
really?
Good on
they're
that.
All boys?
All boys? No.
That's right. Put an S on there, Jones. I'm boys.
Yeah, girl. I was about to pass out. I got one. He's 13. And he easy. I got to go look for him. I'm like, you good?
And that's
you
the
good.
Homie, too, man. That's you know what I'm saying? Shout out to your son, too. Because he told me and Ice we was cool. You know, when you this age and you got your son that age telling me I'm cool, like, I made it. You know what I'm saying? Nigga done made it. You know what I mean?
You guys are cool guys.
Of course, we are cool. Like, I mean, duh, the coolest niggas in the building.
I told him he gonna have to help you, teach you how to read. And he was read? Like, oh, no problem. I'll help him.
Read what? Read what?
I told him you a little handicapped.
See?
With
see,
your reading. Oh.
Tish ain't right. Tish ain't right. That's why you're going to lose in this motherfucking swim. Drown your motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Put you down. But ladies, before we get up out of here, I did want to ask all three of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Once again, congratulations on all of y'all accomplishments. I'm very proud of every last one of y'all in this building right now. Can't wait to see what y'all business do. Can't wait to be down there for that sipping paint. Call me, because like I said, Picasso.
Okay.
Real talk, Picasso. You know what
you
I'm
know
saying?
What we can
maybe
do?
We could probably
we
put a basketball court.
Yeah, go live there whenever she does her green.
You want to put everything live? First off, I am like 40 years old. Got to put my whole life on Front Street and all that shit. I don't do all that social media and all that
do.
Stuff.
That's
you
what
I mean?
We going to do, y'all.
But I mean, y'all want to bring the cameras down there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to get a lot of views for this shit.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. What day y'all want to do? And it has to be outdoor.
It's going
to
be
and it has to be like 87 degrees.
Oh, you be killing it.
I was okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. These are my conditions.
Her grand opening is in the middle of winter.
That's not going. He's talking about basketball.
We could probably.
He lost.
What I'm thinking is like a basketball paint thing. See, I'm coming up with ideas and stuff.
Okay.
No, we should talk about it after the game. We'll talk about it after the show.
Get a notebook and write it down and then save it. And then what you do is collaborate with her.
That's why I was talking to you anyway when I first said this idea. I was like, LaToya hear me. She hear me.
Hey, we're not counseling out. We're not canceling anything.
No, we're not canceling.
Write it down. But
writing it down is manifesting.
What I was thinking is we not even going to have lights. We're just going to have a whole bunch of Mia Moore scent candles around for like the lighting.
Talk to me.
And I was going to incorporate, you know what I'm saying, 5-4-10, but they didn't want to put me in there. So, you know what I mean? Okay, then well, let's talk about it. We can do that.
You in there.
All right, there we go. That's what I'll talk about.
Ladies, how can everybody get in touch with you guys? Who
you
starting
with?
You
can get in touch with me by going to my website, 514studio.com. 5 is spelled out, 14 is 1-4. I always have to make that clear. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as 514 Wine Paint Bar. Again, I just want to emphasize that I'm building a strong team of artists right now. So if you have any talent or skills with painting with acrylics on stretch canvas, then if you don't want to be an instructor, you can absolutely display your art in the studio. We're going to be opening in February, which of course is Black History Month, so I want to celebrate Black excellence. So all of our great Black beautiful artists out there, if you need a place to showcase your stuff, reach out. I'm building my team right now. I'm also looking for beautiful, wonderful, positive, outgoing servers to keep the mood right during all the paint classes. I'm also looking for cooks who know how to keep their hands clean.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And,
Thank you.
You work clean.
And know how to clean up after yourself.
And follow all sanitation guidelines.
Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. But I'm also looking for live performers. So any jazz players. Any type of cover bands.
Poets.
Poets. Poetry nights. Thank you very much. Comedians, if you want to come and lighten up the mood. Absolutely, you're more than welcome to reach out. But again, visit me on my website, hit me on social media, and I'd love to talk to you.
All right,
that's what's up.
And you guys can reach me. I know I have different entities, but I keep it sweet. But you can reach me at fxbgfashionweek.com. And therefore, you can reach me and my team and just see all of what we do, because we all possess businesses and we all possess different qualities and different avenues for you to be able to express yourself, talk if you need to talk. We do a lot of things. You can reach me on Instagram at It's Toya White and also on Facebook at LaToya White. And I know it's several of them. However, I'm the one with everything listed.
And what's everything the backslash listed on that joint? It's T-Boo?
Yes.
T-E-B-O-O dot white. T-Boo.
Yeah. He had to go look that. I know, that's right.
So, therefore, you can reach me there. And then also, of course, I keep it sweet and simple. Melanaire Club, Fredericksburg Fashion Week, Fierce Liddell, Latour Leon. All of them are listed on Facebook.
That's what's up.
Yes. All right, now.
Well, ladies, we definitely appreciate y'all coming through, tapping in with the gang, coming on here on Conversation on the Rocks. Had a lot of fun.
Yes.
Learned a lot of things from y'all. Really just, again, can't express how we are so great and happy for y'all to be, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can see I'm just fucked up on it. But y'all ain't worry about it.
Hey, and congrats on you guys' endeavors.
This one key.
Like,
thank you.
You know what I'm saying? It's important for everybody to keep pushing no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, we're all going to experience some type of level of failure, but let that failure be a step to the success, you know, and blessings to you all.
Yes. Thank you. But I just want to say thank you to you guys for having me on here.
Yes.
And her, I'm just going to talk for her too. I go off of vibes, and this has been one dope vibe from the laughing,
definitely,
from the positivity. You can't get that just randomly anywhere.
Yes,
so that speaks volumes to me. So I appreciate you guys.
All right, now. And we wrap up with the last show of January.
I think I want to say one more thing. Just regarding the CBD and the Herbal Boutique, I'm also looking for vendors. So if you are a jewelry maker, if you are a candle maker, incense, teas, dry herbs, we all know that everybody likes the herbal body scrubs and the bath salts and the Epsom salts and all the good body products. So if you have a natural organic line, please reach out to me. I would love for your product to be in the boutique. I hope that it'll open sometime in March. And again, it's all about community, and I just want to bring as many vendors, local vendors, together as possible.
That's what's up.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, y'all.
Thank you.
Yay.
Tish, we got a little bit left.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? My phone went dead.
I was trying to get it on, but I got to keep recharging.
But Tish, you know what I'm saying? It's been another one, man.
Another dope day.
We almost done. Our last episode is January 3rd. Next Monday is the last episode.
You all are all welcome to come back.
Yes.
We invite everybody that's been on the show for the season to pop in whenever during the show.
When
we have food and everything.
Next
January 3rd.
Next Monday. So January 3rd, it'll be right after the New Year's.
Okay.
We are thinking about getting the food catering. We'll definitely have some bottles in here. But also, for everybody that's already been on the show, if you even missed it, for people to actually also kind of like, you know, get with the other, you know what I'm saying? Like, communicate with everybody around
there.
You know what I'm saying?
Networking
and all that stuff like that.
I'm definitely going to reach out to y'all for Fashion Week. I would love if y'all come through and be on the red
carpet. We would love for you to come back.
Maybe we can bring Conversation on Vox over there, do some interviews or something.
We could definitely set you up a nice table with some king chairs and have the Ciroc and all your bottles, even if it's just, you know, for just display. We can definitely have some, because we deal with different people. And we can have some, you know, wines and stuff set up and just have y'all do your thing. I love that.
Let's
definitely
do it.
You come through. I'm going to follow you. And we definitely collaborate. And some of the young ladies, if you're looking for help or what, maybe they can help, you know, help you with some things.
Yes.
These girls, they always looking for opportunities. So.
Again, thank y'all, ladies. Tish, you got any shout-outs before we
and
get about
you
it?
You know that I do. I love to shout out myself. That's always first. Second is MiaMorrison.com. Go on there and shop. I'm running the free shipping until 1 January, and then that's it, y'all. That's it. So if you are interested in my candles, you don't know how they smell, you want to take the risk, I'm paying for the shipping. I'm sending it to you.
Everything too, y'all.
So, but everything. Y'all should get hit, because people ain't telling y'all that they smell amazing for no reason.
Nah, for real, because my whole house is full of all of them. I ain't got no other
candles
but them.
Yeah, girl.
The melt wax, all that. As far as for me, I want to shout out, you know what I'm saying, my Diamond Princess, my 3 Hefes, Chocolate, of course, the K. Alexander, you know what I'm saying, got the long
long sleeves on the way. Shout out to my designer, Smooth, who's down with the COVID.
Black shirt.
Damn. Yes, Tish, your black shirt is coming. What you need? This is it is coming, but yeah, shout out to my man Smooth, straight from the heart, man. He's got the corona, but he's down for a little bit. Hopefully, you get back together and not the Rona. And then hopefully next week we'll have my man Ice back in the building. You know what I'm saying? Come on back, man. We missed you and everything like that. And again, ladies, thank y'all for coming in on Conversation on the Rocks. Y'all can catch us next Monday, last episode. Y'all already know how this is gonna be. You already know what it is, man. Everybody have your Conversation on the Rocks. Go ahead, tip your cup one more time.
Right.
Cheers.
Thank y'all.
Good night, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Good night.